This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to the show. I'm Meera Sivasodi. This is Front Row on The Bigger Picture. And while researching on this musician, I learned that while he's a professor, Dr. Quinton Morris is an associate professor of violin and chamber music at Seattle University in the state of Washington. His students are not just university students. He works with kids too and has a not-for-profit project that seeks to make change through music and education. Dr. Morris is here in KL to talk to young people about the need for the importance of music education, to teach a masterclass and to perform in a lecture recital this evening. Welcome to the show, Quinton. How are you today?
I'm fine. Thanks so much for having me.
Please tell me, how did you come, you know, this far? I mean, tell me about this musical journey of yours. Did you start very young?
Oh, man. It's a complicated journey, which I think is unlike any other person in this world who has achieved a certain amount of success or gotten to kind of the pinnacle of their careers or the happiness that they have in their lives. It's a journey that was messy, and some parts were planned, others were not. And I think I've learned that through this journey, this musical journey of where I have arrived at, that it's not about the process, but it's how you respond to the obstacles or the things that happen in your life. So it started out when I was young. I was 8 years old when I started playing the violin, and my aspirations were actually to become an attorney.
Ooh.
Not a violinist.
That's a contrast.
Total contrast. And when I got to college, I started taking violin lessons with this amazing woman in New Orleans who really inspired me and said, you know, if you just practice a little bit more, you could become really good. And so, long story short, I dumped my pre-law studies at that time and went into music full-time, and I haven't looked back since.
And I look at you and you look so contented. And that's in a very good way, really.
Wow.
You look so happy. What is it that drives you every day now?
Being here, I mean, I don't take this for granted. I'm in Malaysia. I'm in Kuala Lumpur.
And
I love saying that.
This is your
my first time in Kuala Lumpur. It sounds so just regal. I love saying that word.
Well, a direct translation, it just means muddy confluence.
Okay.
It doesn't sound as authentic as Kuala Lumpur does.
Yeah. But I don't know. I just, what drives me, the thing that I have this great opportunity to not only be here, but to go around the world and spread this message of creativity and inspiration and following and knowing what your own path is. And so I think to answer your question, I'm on my path. And when you are on your own path and you recognize who you really are as an individual, that is freedom. And to be in a point where I know who I am and I know what my path is, it helps me wake up every day and do my life's work with a smile.
Yes, huge smile. So are you here in your capacity as a professor from Seattle University, or are you here on your own?
Well, I think a little bit of both. I think Quinton Morris, Dr. Quinton Morris, the professor, that is one small facet of who I am. But I'm Quinton Morris. To my friends, I'm Q. To my mother, I'm Son. To my colleagues and students at Seattle University, I'm Dr. Morris. That's all of who I am, and it's all part of my path. Mm-hmm. So I'm here as all of those things.
Yep. And you're visiting schools, and you're talking to children about music and education. What do you tell them?
Well, I think just kind of what I told you was that you got to know your own path. And that is not just for artists. It's for anyone on this earth who wants to live a happy and fruitful life, recognizing that there is no real competition. And some people may disagree with me on this, but I truly believe that when you are following your own life's path and you recognize who you really are, that you also recognize that there's no real competition out there, because the only person you're competing with really is yourself. You're not worried about who's doing what or who said what, or, you know, you're trying to impress, because the only person that you're really trying to impress is yourself, and helping other people recognize the greatness that's within them. So that's what I tell students. That's what I tell people when I meet them, is discovering who you are, what your inspiration is. And my facet is through music, and it's through education. For someone else, their vehicle might be different. And so that, I think, helps me to be a much more well-rounded musician, artist, educator, and entrepreneur, and community member of this amazing global society that we live in.
But to discover yourself, it could take a long time.
It doesn't have to. It really doesn't. It starts with telling some truths. 2 years ago, I received tenure at my university, tenure and promotion. And for, in the academic world, that's considered to be like the pinnacle of an achievement for a professor, is receiving lifetime employment.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And you're very young.
Yeah. Yeah.
Huge achievement.
It's a huge achievement. And I got to be honest with you, after I achieved that, I was very sad, because I didn't really know what was next for me. I got scared. And by receiving tenure and promotion, it really forced me to tell some truths to myself. Who am I? What type of impact do I want to have on this world? What sort of impact do I want to have on myself? How do I want to be remembered? What is my life's path? So in this event of what should have been celebration, actually kind of brought me to my knees of humility to rediscover who I was, because I was letting these achievements kind of dictate who I was, and that really wasn't who I am. It's something that I do, and it's something, of course, that I'm very proud of, but it wasn't really telling of who I am as a person. And so that's why I founded my nonprofit. That's when I really started to discover what my purpose was by telling those truths. And it didn't take very long. That was a year and a half, 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And now here we are.
Fantastic. And you're going to be speaking at Bentley this evening. And one of the things you're actually working on now is a performance called Breakthrough. It's a breakthrough tour. Why breakthrough?
Well, it started with that conversation. Oh. That was the breakthrough for me. It was a breakthrough of ideas. It was a breakthrough of innovation and self-discovery for myself. And now what I'm doing is going around the world and helping other people have their breakthrough.
So you want to be that role model then?
Role model, or I just want to be of service. I want to be of service to others. And the way I do that is through my music, through the teaching, through the entrepreneurial activities that I do with people. I am of service.
And Breakthrough is a film?
It is also a film. Mm. So when someone comes to a Quentin Morris performance, what they will expect, or what they can expect, is a performance by me along with an interactive kind of conversation followed by a film. And what separates me, I think, from other artists right now is the fact that my concert experience is based on one composer named Joseph Boulogne, mm-hmm. who was born a slave on the island Guadeloupe and basically becomes France's most renowned concert violinist, swordsman, athlete, and conductor and composer during the 18th century, which is at the height of the African slave trade, and the French Revolutionary War goes on during his time, and this man who's a slave becomes the most renowned artist in France.
But you don't hear much of him.
You hear
of Mozart, but you don't hear about Mozart.
Yeah. Right. And they knew each other. They actually had an influence on each other where they kind of trade musical ideas. It's very similar to today, where you have these artists who like in hip hop music, where they influence each other, they trade ideas. The same thing was going on then. And so what I do is I tell his story, I perform his music. It's kind of like a TED Talk plus film. So you get the performance and the talk. And then I show you a short film that I made where I actually portray Joseph Boulogne. And the cool thing about this film is that I am telling his story as if it were the 21st century. So there's no powdered wigs, there's no men in tights, there's no horses or carriages, anything like that. It's all as if you were looking at a blockbuster film. So there's cars and planes and women and sex and smoking and fighting and all of the ingredients that make up a really cool short film. And I wanted to do this not only to celebrate his legacy, but to bring the common man, the civilian, who doesn't know not only anything about Joseph Boulogne, but not know anything about classical music, and present it in a way that would be inviting and pique their curiosity to have a breakthrough.
Okay. Classical music can isolate some people. How do you get through to them? You want to give me a teaser of Joseph Boulogne for a change, so that we roughly know what to expect and how different he is from Mozart?
Sure. Well, they are very similar in a sense. I mean, they're both 18th century composers. I think one of the big differences is the fact that one's black and one wasn't.
Okay, give us an introduction. You want to explain to me what that was?
So that was a minuet, very common minuet that was performed. It's actually a dance. Mm-hmm. It was very classical dance. And so you could associate that now to twerking, which is a very popular dance, or slow dance. It was an opportunity for a couple that might have heard about each other. That was an opportunity for them to come together as one and share a conversation on the dance floor before maybe rendezvousing and doing something else after the dance was over. I did actually perform a piece by William Grant Steele last month, which is called The Suite for Violin and Piano. And William Grant Steele was the first African-American during the 20th century to actually have a major work, symphonic work, opera, performed by a major symphony or opera company. In America, he is considered kind of the dean of African-American composers. Joseph Boulogne, of course, is noted as being the first composer of African descent to actually write and have Western classical music performed. And so those two men are kind of considered not only my idols, but men who had a major impact, global impact on Western classical music.
Thank you for bringing it to the fore. It'll be interesting to go and, you know, explore a lot more, actually.
Absolutely. There's a wonderful documentary. It's actually on YouTube called The Black Mozart that I would highly recommend that you watch. Obviously, there's my film, The Breakthrough, as well. You can get a sneak peek of that trailer as well online.
Where can we watch Breakthrough?
You can watch the trailer online. It's not available yet, only because we've entered so many different film festivals and it's being shown.
Right. Okay.
So.
Fair enough. Okay. So Dr. Quentin Morris, musician, educator, musician who uses music education to change the world, music educator who wants to transform the world, and he's as he's got his own not-for-profit organization to drive this mission. Entry to the lecture performance, which is happening this evening, is at 8 p.m. at Bentley Music Academy in Mutiara Damansara, and entry is just 40 ringgit. He will be accompanied by Dr. Alistair Edmondstone at the piano. We wish you all the best, Quinton.
You.
It was a pleasure having you on. This is Front Row on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Mira Sivasodi, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.